AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
From breaking records on the cricket field to breaking hearts on the global reggae stage, Omari Banks is not just a former West Indies cricketer. He's a musical force redefining legacy. He's the first Anguillan to play Test cricket for the West Indies, and he has shared the stage with Morgan Heritage, as well as collaborated with reggae greats like the late Peter Morgan, Baja World. Join me in welcoming a man that truly defines what this platform is all about, where entertainment meets sports. Give it up for my friend, Omari Banks.
This episode is brought to you by Forever Radio.
Hello, Baja World. It's your girl, Basha, and welcome to the Baja TV podcast. Guys, today I'm excited because, you know, my next guest, who needs no more introduction because we just told you who it is the embodiment of what the Basha TV podcast and platform is all about. You know, we're number one for Caribbean celebrities, athletes, and entertainers from the Caribbean. So, without further ado, let me introduce you to Omari Banks.
Hi, Basha.
How are you doing?
I'm good. First, I just want to say thank you so much for having me. I'm in awe of the great work that you are doing, Basha TV and the podcast. And I just want to say, keep doing the great work that you're doing. I'm from a distance, although we haven't connected very recent. Yeah. I'm just happy of the great work that you're doing. So love to you. Big up to Ricardo and to your family. And just keep doing what you're doing, man. It's been felt out here. Yeah. And from the bottom of my heart, keep going, sister.
Thank you, King. Thank you so much. And coming from you, that means a lot. Because we are also, myself and Ricardo, and my producer, Delicia, and others, we are also on the other side of the world admiring you. I'm very attracted to the work of people who are authentic. And you are one of them. I think you are one brave soul. Like, if anybody had said to me, I believe we met in 2003 when you came on, was that your first tour?
Absolutely.
Right, to put it in context, for West Indies cricket. My husband was also on that tour. And if I was a betting woman, I would have lost all my money. You know that? Yeah. If anybody said to me, well, I obviously, no disrespect to your great father. I mean,
right.
Your dad
right.
is a legend.
Right.
Willow, he's a music man. So we knew, everybody would say Banky's son. That's another, right. You know, so we knew already that you had it in you. But Even your appearance was so very test cricket.
Absolutely.
It was so very test cricket that no one could have said to me that, you see that man who was the first man and only man to play cricket, test cricket, international cricket for Anguilla, he would also be the first to transition and have a legendary music career and become a global reggae artist. So you just don't know when you see people doing what they do, let them cook.
I mean, I've been blessed one to have a passion for music from a very early age, Basha. And you mentioned my father, who's a reggae artist, Banky Banks from Anguilla. Mm-hmm. So I've been blessed to be in an environment from very early to see that somebody following the passion of his passion was music. But my father spent a lot of time on the road. So he would be, in my early days, he spent a bit of time in France and Europe, and then when I'm closer to my teen years in New York City. So I spent a lot of time with my mother in Angola as well, where she was one of the people who really inspired me, encouraged me, I should say, to pursue music, in the sense that I performed in a lot of talent shows as a child. So from the age of 5-6 years old, I would perform on stage in talent shows, play the guitar around the house, fooling around. But just like Caribbean kids, you know, you love music. But I had a talent with music. Mm-hmm. I could always sing. My music teacher, from a very early age, identified that. So I guess my mother really, because of course my background with my dad and the talent that I had, and just the love for music from that age, just pursued that. So I've been blessed to always be a person to follow my passions. My mother actually did a really good job when I was a kid of having a baby book. And in that baby book, my favorite toys, I'll show it to you one of these days. I can even take a picture sometime. Yeah. It was a ball, a bat, and a guitar. And I kid you not. And to this day, those still are my favorite toys. I ended up playing cricket, of course, the West Indies, and music right now, playing the guitar and being an artist. And it's a joy to do every day. Music is not just something which I do just as a job to get money.
Yeah.
I'm really passionate about what I do and the message that I put out in my music. So I'm blessed.
So let me ask you this. I mean, each of us, when we get to a particular stage in our lives or we're at a crossroad, we may look back and say, should I have gone down that road? Or should I have gone down? You know, when I see you now, as I kid you not, it's almost as though it's two different people. Like the Amari I met 20-something years ago, 22 years ago, is not the Amari I know now.
I kind of feel the same, but yeah, I kind of feel the same.
Yeah.
Say that again.
I said people can say the same thing about me, because when you met me, I was Alicia, now I'm Baja. Creatives are creators. Well, go ahead.
Absolutely. So yeah, I mean, I think I have a lot of the same characteristics in terms of the drive, passion, determination. Because one thing people say about me, once Omar puts his mind to something, he does it.
Yeah.
But I think a good sign of somebody who's continues to progress in their life is that they keep evolving. And for me, I played cricket because I was passionate about it and I loved it, but I also had a goal and a vision in mind. And for me in cricket, when I got to a point where I believed that the vision, the things which I wanted to achieve were kind of outside of the scope of what was in the, what should I say, meant, I was willing to sacrifice to fight for, it was time for me to move on. And actually, that was literally the title track of my first album. And I really do believe that those experiences from my time in cricket helped to shape the person that I am right now. Because I think when you're playing sports, I think the ups, the downs, the successes, the failures, the rejection sometimes, but just all the things that you have to overcome to be a successful human being.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of is encompassed in your a cricket game or a cricket match or in selection or in not being selected, but just I think it's a good platform. Sports is a very good platform that sets you up for what happens after life. And I always tell myself, I mean, if I wanted to, I could have prolonged my cricket career for another couple, 4 or 5 years, and I'll even stay around the game when I finish, whether it be in commentary or coach. But I'm a dreamer. I've always been a dreamer. I've always been somebody who's enjoyed the joy of working towards something.
Yeah.
And for me, I know I had the talent. And I believe that with the dedication, with the character that I had built up through sports and the God-given talent of being able to sing, being able to play an instrument, I believe that when I went into music, I was even better prepared that if I didn't play music before. So in a funny way, I think life came full circle. And I think I'm blessed to say sometimes in life, they say you get one chance. I believe that I got two chances. I got two shots because I'm able to follow two passions.
Can't say that, huh? A lot of people can't say that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, yeah.
Yeah. And you're right. The level of tenacity and structurativeness that's needed. People don't understand how hard it is to become a success. Well, to become an international athlete. Because once you have international, it means that you're a successful athlete. You succeeded at what? Because it takes a lot of years. When you're playing cricket, you usually start from about age six.
Absolutely. So it's six, even younger than that. And sometimes it's
under
just 14,
under 12, under 14, under 16. Under, so you always put in a category where you're forced to excel.
You have to overcome.
You make it sometimes 20 something years later, sometimes 15 years later. People only see when you make it. So you having that type of training and orientation serves you well for the music industry, because that's a similar, yeah.
And I remember telling my brother that when I retired from cricket, I was like, yeah, in cricket, you got like anything, as they talk about the 10,000 hours. I didn't come into music thinking, oh yeah, I'm gonna create a number one song and then everybody's gonna know you. When I started music, it really wasn't in the age of the Instagram where you could have used some of your followers from the Instagram to kind of come over. Mm-hmm. I really did it the hard way, in the sense of that I had to build myself almost totally independent of my cricket. And that's kind of, because Angola is a very small country.
Yeah.
So some of the challenges we face from a small country, small population, you know what I mean? It's a lot harder. It's a lot harder in that.
You have a very big personality. So
yeah. So I'm blessed though. I mean, I must say that I'm blessed to be somebody with, as I say, has that, as you mentioned, has the tenacity and drive to do what I want, but also to have the talent and just the love for what I do. Because it's not often, I meet so much people and young kids who say they don't know what they love. I mean, I've always known what I love to do, and I've always been inspired to do it.
Yeah, you're very blessed. You're very, very blessed. Because a lot of people, you know, when you're blessed with that spirit of being able to do what you love and make a living from it, usually that type of gift is handed down to creatives.
Absolutely.
But you have to believe in yourself, and you have to want to do it, even if it doesn't make you money initially.
Absolutely.
It will eventually make you money. So that message is for that young boy or girl out there listening to Omari and I.
Absolutely.
Because people look at us here with this platform and they think it was easy. No, there are no promises.
No promises. And that's one of the things that you got to get used to, whether it is cricket or whether it's music. You've got to be happy and passionate enough about it to say, regardless of the outcome, I'm going to pursue it. And in those situations, 9 out of 10 times you succeed, because you don't worry about the excuses. You can always find a reason why not to do something or why it won't work. But if you stay focused and go towards that goal, I think ultimately you truly get a measure of success. And you know, success is relative. So
it's relative. I truly believe you're not successful if you're not enjoying what you do. Nobody can take that from me. I don't care how much money this is giving you, right? But you're not successful unless you're enjoying what you do.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely I'm a big believer in that. Yeah, you got to enjoy what you're doing. I think when you enjoy what you're doing, you push more. It's not work. You enjoy the journey. I mean, people look at me play the guitar now. And they think it's, oh yeah, how do you do that? How can you practice so much? How do you play so much? I love to do it.
It's not
a work to me. It's not even like it's just like you play, you enjoy it, you're inspired, and it just happens. So that's life, man. If you love something, you put that time in.
So let me ask you this. Do you still play cricket? Before I ask you the real question, do you still play cricket? Do you still...
So I don't play cricket. I mean, I watch, whether it be West Indies cricket, sometimes when it's on, I watch the IPL. During COVID, there was like a 2020 competition in Angola, which I had a bit of time. That was, that's a long time, four or five years ago.
5 years, yeah.
So, yeah, wow. So I played a few matches just for fun. Like,
yeah, because I mean, you're still from where I'm sitting.
Yeah, I work well. I don't play cricket, but I work out like 4 to 5 times a week, all the time. I gym more.
You can return, man. You can.
Yeah. Once you give me the right contract and make sure music is involved, and I'm done.
Right, on the right track. Marshall said you can only drive one car at a time. Stick to the music, you know. But let me ask you about music now.
Uh-huh.
Who would you say it, well, it could be more than one person.
Yeah.
Was your main inspiration where music was concerned? Because you chose the reggae path. Why and who was your inspiration?
I mean, many. Of course, mm-hmm. just the fact that my dad is a musician and artist, I saw that. But the kind of artists that I've always gravitated to were people who played the guitar, people who sang. So as a kid growing up, it would be almost impossible for me to name one particular artist, because especially I believe that if you're developing and you're growing as an artist, there are going to be different people who are going to inspire you depending on where you're on the journey. So growing up as a kid, I would sing Luther Vandross, I would sing Billy Ocean, I would sing R. Kelly, I would sing Lauryn Hill, Carlos Santana as a guitar player, George Benson. There's a jazz gospel guitarist called Paul Jackson Jr., John Mayer. There's so many different people that are Stevie Wonder in terms of vocalists who I love, and piano being just an auto musician. So I've always gravitated to people who play music. That's the environment. I'm wearing a shirt now that says support live music. And I'm very grounded in that thought. I have two daughters, which I taught both of them to play the instruments.
They can play the guitar really well?
No, they... I guess I'm not the best person to say this, but they're extremely, really good at the guitar. They do shows and do gigs. They're 13 and 10. Yeah. They are exceptional at what they do. In a serious way.
Yeah. Well, it means that, so they're following in daddy and granddad's footsteps.
At least for now. I mean, they've got that foundation for sure. Yeah. So definitely.
I believe you. But I mean, those names you call there in terms of your inspiration list, you're kind of dating your 25-year-old self, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, it's true, because when you grow up in that age, you're inspired by what you hear, you know, that kind of way.
Yeah. No, I agree with that. So tell me, you said that you are in the process now of completing your next album. This is album number what?
This will be album number 3. Album number 3, and I've been literally, I thought this album, I can talk to you because you're my friend. But I've been working on this album, I would say, maybe for the past 4 or 5 years.
Yeah.
And initially I had one concept in mind.
Yeah.
But like, as I mentioned before, as you grow as a musician and as you grow mentally, I think some things change. So I've recorded, I would say, just produced and recorded for myself over 30 odd sounds over the past 4 or 5 years.
Wow.
I'm to the point now where I've kind of narrowed it down to about maybe about 14 songs. Yeah. 14 songs with other people too, which I'm ready for the album.
Yeah.
But it's been a journey, and I'm really happy to say that I'm really happy with the project. I've been able to, on this project, collaborate with some very big names in not only reggae music, but just international figures on the project. And yeah, it's just about getting the project out, making the right direction.
You can see in this album, because of course you're going to come back and after the album is launched, or maybe we'd launch it with you and tell us more about it. Drop some names, my man. This is what, you know.
I'm not supposed to drop any name, but I'm going to drop at least one. Well, she was just, I'm going to drop one name. The lovely Itana. She's
my. Oh,
yeah, so I'm doing a song. I've done a song with Itana on this project, which is a really cool song. But we've got some other power hitters on this, and of course, you know, my sporting background. So it's a few. That's I'm really excited about the project.
Mm-hmm. I can't wait, and of course, we want to be the first to know exactly when it's dropping and what's happening, so that we can support you in any way, because you deserve it. But let me ask you something. Anybody ever tell you that you're the Lenny Kravitz of the Caribbean? Real talk.
I've heard a good friend of mine, her name is Basha Powell, mentioned it before. But I have been told that many times by tourists who visit the island that you got that Lenny Kravitz thing going on. No joke. Many times.
Yeah. But you know what? Let's stop doing that. Tell them that Lenny Kravitz has that with Mary Banks thing going on. No, for real. And And he's such an authentic musician as well.
Absolutely.
So outside of the 25-year-old body at 60, whatever, you know, it's the same kind of thing going on. You guys have that same look, that same vibe, you know. I have a stylist for you if you want to take it up a notch.
Okay.
Your kind of vibe.
We could do something, of course.
Yeah, serious. But you there's nobody like you in the Caribbean. Just like how there's nobody like Lenny. That's how I see it. Like, you are that reggae guy who has that different vibe.
And I appreciate you saying that, Basha, because you're not just saying it now that we're on the podcast. Since we spoke a couple of years ago, you mentioned that to me. And I appreciate that, because, I mean, I love what I do. And for me, uniqueness has always been the currency which I've tried to, which I've sold. Thank you. I've always tried to create music. I'm inspired by reggae. I'm inspired by blues. I'm inspired by jazz. I'm even inspired by our soca music from the islands, or even throughout the Caribbean. But ultimately, I try to create music which I feel speaks to my heart and soul, and which comes out from inside of me, not just I'm just trying to create a sound which I believe is, as they say, quote unquote, catchy. So I think that's what a lot where the uniqueness comes from. Just comes from me just taking the influences which I've heard in the past, but just putting it inside of me and just bringing it out totally without thought of trying to create something that's already there. So, I love music. And I think when you take in a lot of different kinds of music, it kind of gets mixed up into something like called a pilau. Y'all have pilau in Trinidad, right?
Yeah, pilau. Y'all have pilau in Anguilla?
Yeah, man, we got pilau. My mother used to cook that plenty when you were small.
I have to believe that came from Grenada then.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know how, I mean, you know, but let me ask you this. Have you ever done a soca collaboration? Because, you know, this new thing they have now, Zest and Steam Music, which is really dancehall and soca.
Right.
I just think that that's something you can
bring
your authentic reggae verse in that. I can see you cooking with some of right now.
Definitely. Actually, I'm gonna letting another cat out of the bag. I'm actually gonna be producing soon. To tie into your point, definitely, I definitely want to do a collaboration with a soca artist. So that's for sure. But I'm actually gonna be in the process right now. I already started working on a kind of a soca instrumental song, which I want to release for Anguilla Day on the 30th, the end of May.
Yeah,
we celebrate Anguilla Day. I'm creating a kind of a soca, kind of vibe song, soca reggae, mix up jazz, blues, everything. But that's gonna be instrumental.
That'll be nice. I can see you dabbling in a little bit of that and producing sound, you know, that kind of thing. Because you know, I want to go to some of the things that, like, I didn't even realize when we did our research that you had the number one video on Afraid in 2013 for the Caribbean
on Tempo,
and music video on Tempo. That's amazing. So we're talking about tested and proven. Look how long you've been there. Nothing like durability and sustainability, you know, with authenticity.
Absolutely.
Right, you've proven that. Jovian message, no points to prove, you know, the numbers don't lie and records cannot be fabricated.
Absolutely. So,
you know, I love where we're going with this. And you know, a lot of people, I had to say to someone recently that this is the Caribbean people have been poisoned so much by first world media. I'm not going to identify the country, right? Mm-hmm. That we like to think somebody is not international in music because they didn't win a Grammy.
Mm-hmm.
Look how many international artists you have in North America and so on, and they call them international, and they have never won a Grammy either.
Absolutely.
Right? They've just had really good sounds.
Yeah.
So for me, I have a personal agenda in terms of highlighting and showcasing our international Caribbean artists. And we're so dismissive of our own and our own talent. When on the Basha TV platform, that's what we celebrate,
And Basha, that ties into exactly what you're about. And that's why I say it's such a great thing that you're doing. Because a lot of times in the places that we come from, we don't celebrate our own. We don't celebrate our own people. And it's such, that's why it's so commendable. You're interviewing me, but I want to commend you for the great work that you're doing in recognizing the need for that. Because I think it's important to have artists, but yeah. It's also important to have people that showcase what we have, our culture, and respects our culture. Because a lot of times, I mean, everywhere we go, we have our unique challenges. But of course, you'd imagine even here in Anguilla, I have my unique challenges in terms of recognition on certain levels and different things like that. So that's how it works. That's how it works. But I mean, like people like yourself.
I don't know what's going on in Anguilla, but they need to be the hottest thing that ever come out of Anguilla. Come down there and deal with them. This is Omari Banks, and he is your number one. When I come off on that ferry, I need to see you on a billboard with your shirt off. Okay. Okay. Prime Minister, tell him Baja says so.
Yeah, you don't know. All right, cool.
No. You are, in my opinion, and that of many, not just in the cricket circle, but you are Anguilla's treasure. So they better know that, and they better take good care of you before we export you or import you, right? Export you out of there and import you elsewhere. Yeah.
No. Yeah,
that's my rule this morning. Let her cook. All right.
Yeah, man. That's what you gotta do.
Yeah. So basically, we talk about, I know that your dear friend and colleague, the late great Peter Morgan, you guys had a song together in recent years, and his passing may have shocked you like it shocked the rest of the world. I know you're close to the Morgan Heritage Clan.
Absolutely. It definitely was a shock. I mean, I knew that for a while that he wasn't feeling too well and had a couple of issues, but I wasn't sure of the extent. I didn't think that it was going to end that way. You know what I mean? Because even the sister Yuna had her different health challenges.
Yeah,
and stuff like that over the years, but she recovered. So I was just hoping that maybe he was going to be done for a bit, he get the treatment that he needed, and then he'll be back. But I mean, it's very unfortunate. But I mean, I've only got great and nice things to say about Peter Morgan.
Yeah.
One, for we talk about people who inspired me, he's definitely one who definitely did inspire me as well. Him and also Grams Morgan.
Oh, I love him. Can you tell him for me? Yeah. I want to interview Grams soon. Yeah. So.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Of course. Then I could put you on the gram for sure.
Heritage Clan, they've done such great things for our region.
Oh, yeah. So I mean, when I went on tour with them in Europe, I did 12 different countries throughout Europe with them on the Strictly Roots tour, which they actually won the Grammy for. And that was just before then we did the song No Point to Prove, just before that. So it was a special time. It was a special time for sure to be able to having grown up around music, of course, I've seen festivals and performed and them, but still as a cricketer performing. But now, after I had now broken into music, being on the road with them, seeing just how they prepare themselves and seeing just the attitude of how they approach the stage, it gave me a certain confidence that when I go on the stage of how I should approach it. Because, I mean, you can be confident, but you have to understand sometimes it's just there's a certain... Etiquette may not be the right word, but a certain way of how you approach to get the most out of a performance. And right. I learned a lot from that experience. And just to be in the circles of those guys. I mean,
royalty.
I mean, Jimmy Ray Morgan, of course, we did a song together as well. That's called Run Around. We did a collaboration. Grams is, I mean, if I have something I want to bounce off, I send it to Grams as well. And the whole family, I mean, is are people who I respect and admire. I mean, just admire for the work that they have done.
So
big up to Peter Morgan. Rest in peace to his soul. And it's about conscious music, because I mean, they fall in the same kind of line of what I do.
Yeah.
And like when earlier you asked me what I'm inspired by, I mean that's I'm inspired by a lot of different kinds of music other than reggae music, but for
the reggae genre,
not even just the reggae. For me to be able to best articulate what I'm trying to say, I think reggae music best describes that in terms of the lyrical content.
Yeah.
In terms of the consciousness, they speak of love as well. Yes. I mean, I have a lot of a lot of other musics that I enjoy.
Yeah.
But coming from that lyrical perspective, I think reggae music kind of encompasses a lot in terms of that strong message, which kind of it is important. I think it's very important for us now more than ever.
Yeah.
And I think it's always been one of my ambitions and missions to continue to spread a positivity throughout the world and a message which I believe can uplift people and kind of steer them in the right direction. That's the kind of energy that I've always been around.
Has traditionally been that, huh?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. So I'm going to take a term out of your previous career, your original career. I will bore you a bouncer. He's a bouncer, right?
Oh, my gosh. Okay, I put on my helmet. Helmet's on. Helmet is on.
The bouncer coming.
I got to take a sip of water for this now.
Listen, I want to know, you know, you're out there, you're doing all this music. Music from, like, music is your life outside of your girls and so on, but... And, you know, let's talk about the love life now, because the ladies watching this, we need to know if you're available or not, you know, kind of put you in the spot. As you know, I'm not asking for myself because, you know, I've had my Mr. Right for the past 25 years. So I'm off the market. Stop looking at me, Omar, please.
Oh, shoot. Damn. Oh, sorry. Oh,
gosh. You know how we got here. But seriously, is there like a special someone in your life, you know? Who inspires all these love songs and the reggae music?
Where do I start? I mean,
oh, boy.
First thing, my music, of course, is it's not just inspired by personal experiences, but stories. Sometimes it could be stories that I heard about. Sometimes some of them would be experiences too, but you'll have to sift through them to figure out which is which.
I'm about to do a
half
interview.
Oh gosh, but I have two kids, so I mean, I was married. I'm not at the moment.
Yes.
I'm separate. Well, divorced actually officially.
Mm-hmm.
But
I'm not for the other woman. Yes.
Yeah. So yeah, but I mean, yeah, I do have someone that I've been seeing for the past couple of years. But yeah, I prefer to keep that my life kind of discreet.
Is she a secret?
No, it's not a secret.
Yeah,
but you know Basha TV Global, so you know what I mean?
Yeah. All right, well, ladies, if she's a secret, he's single. All right, okay.
I didn't say that, you said it. So.
As my friend Lady Lava says, you have my ring on your finger. All right. I'm teasing you, Mario. But no, it's good. Let's just wrap this up by saying I'm glad you're happy.
Yeah, man, I'm blessed. As I said before, I think when you live your life, if you a certain amount of time in life, you understand to enjoy the moment now, not to take yourself too seriously, but pursue everything that you love. And I think that's the kind of attitude that I live my life with. I've been blessed enough to have a life that I've been able to just, as I said before, follow my passions. I've been able to be relatively successful at what I do. God has blessed me with health.
Mm-hmm.
I think because that's I tell people every day that if anything that I pray for, the only thing that I pray for is health and in some case in wisdom. I think anything else I can work hard for health, because I mean everything you have. I heard this quote one time and say when you're not sick, you got a lot of problems. When you are sick, only one problem you have is to get better. So I say, when you are healthy, that's a blessing.
No more problems.
Absolutely, you understand? So I just try to continue to do what I'm passionate about. I've been blessed to have a life that I can work towards my goals and been relatively successful and inspire people. I mean, ultimately, I think that's what we want to do with our life.
Yeah.
Live a life that when we pass on, because we all pass on at some point in time, that we can be proud of and our kids can say, that's my dad, that's my mom.
Yeah.
And when we do that, I think we leave the world a better place. I think ultimately that's what you want to do. You want to live a life that reflects, we're not perfect. So I'm not here to play all self-righteous, but ultimately we want to be proud of something. We want to do something that we can say that, okay, yeah. We mission accomplished. I think that's my kind of drive, and that's my driving force in my life.
Well, no better place to end. I mean, that is amazing, and all I hear from all of this is just a man who understands what gratitude really is. and you understand what living really is, because a lot of people are alive, but they're not living, right?
Absolutely. Well, yeah, I mean, life is about that. Life is about enjoying the now, enjoying the present. I mean, making plans for the future, but you've got to, I mean, that's one, turning back into the cricket, that's one thing I definitely would say I learned from my time in cricket, because a lot of times in cricket, you got to focus on the next match, and sometimes you don't celebrate success right now. I've realized in music, you've got to, since I've had that experience of cricket, you've got to celebrate it along the journey.
Yeah.
And I just want to just continue doing that. And I just want to say thanks to you, Basha, for not only just the great work that you do, but celebrating us, people like myself, and just having a great spirit.
We love my people.
Yeah, man. We love you too. We appreciate you. We really do.
I love my people. I just think that, you know, people don't understand. I go home to the Caribbean, and that could be Trinidad, Jamaica, Barbados, Anguilla, everywhere. I just belong to the Caribbean, right? Grenada, my grandparents in Grenada, right? And I just sit down and I look at my people all the time. And I just love my people. We just great. Even when we have no sense, we great. Some of us don't know to behave. We sound sometimes, but we great.
No, man, it comes over. It comes over in everything you do. So
I love my people. And I just want to say to all our listeners and viewers out there that, you know, the reason we do this, and we do this podcast, and we have this platform with all these great people who had to really toil and struggle to get to where they are, it's so that we can provide inspiration for others. You see, a lot of people, especially our younger generation, believe that they live in such an instant society because they're born in the Instagram, Facebook phase where not CNN, we come from a CNN time where news used to break on CNN, now it breaks on If I was to confirm if the Pope dead, that's, I got up and said, why are you talking about the Pope? Bam, pull up Instagram, yeah.
True.
That's the kind. So now the message that is going to the brains of our children is that everything needs to be instant. There's some things that cannot change. It will take 36 weeks to have a baby delivered. There's certain things that are organic. What is building a business, building a career? It will never change. Be patient.
It will take
understand
time.
Understand that life is about challenges.
Absolutely. That's the story of life. That's the story of life. The rise, rise and the fall. Yeah.
This is great. Nothing is wrong with that.
Nothing. Absolutely.
I was talking to a friend, on a quick note before we end, I was talking to a friend of mine who shall remain unmentioned yesterday, and I was saying to her, I said, you know, listen, she said, Basha, you don't get scared. You look like you're not afraid of anything. I'm like, who do you think I am? Like, who do you think is a heart of steel? I said, I get real scared. She said, no. I said, yes, you're telling me. But the message I get from my fears, the different from the message she gets from her fear, my fear excites me.
Absolutely.
My fear excites me.
You enjoy the challenge.
I'm like, game on. Absolutely. But frighten, you know, Maria,
Part of the process. Of course, that's part of the process.
Part of the creative process.
Absolutely.
The fear excites me.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, on that note, I think that I look forward to us talking more in the coming months, because I want to know everything about that album, and I'm going to tell you what my favorite song is. And I'm about to go listen to those other songs and try and sift out the experiences and read between the lines, you know what I mean? But I'm looking forward to me and my team coming down to Anguilla real soon. Organize that for me.
And we can work on that for sure.
Yeah. I think we could do something special, you know?
Of course.
We were supposed to be there some time ago and it just couldn't happen, but we overdue a visit, I'll say. Yeah?
We make that happen.
And all the best with the upcoming album. Y'all don't forget to go follow Omari Banks Music on IG and everywhere, and stream his music everywhere music is available.
You got it.
You gotta have this guy on your playlist. You're missing out because he ain't stopping. And whatever Omari Banks put his mind to, you don't know.
You better believe it.
Yeah. All right, guys. It's your girl, Basha. Remember to live the life you love and love the life you live. Some of you all are alive, but you're not living. Not me. I'm out. Bye.